What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
Spring is only a couple of weeks away, and with it comes, yes, the wedding season. Sandra has a pressing modern dilemma of the marrying kind. She writes, "My daughter is getting married next month. The wedding's quite small and everyone is overnighting at the venue. It's a late afternoon ceremony with a sit-down dinner afterwards. My daughter wants everyone to change places between courses so that every guest can mingle. But the groom's sister-in-law is refusing to do this and will not give a reason. What should my daughter do to resolve this problem? The bride and groom have already done the seating plan." Oh, yes, what can Sandra's daughter do? I can already feel our guests heating up on this one. How would you feel about being asked to change places mid-meal at a seated wedding reception? You can leave a post on Facebook. Joining me to nut out the nuptials are two people who have emceed a few weddings in their time, comedian and broadcaster George McEnroe and ABC Hobart Breakfast presenter Rick Goddard. George, Rick, hello back.
Hello.
Hi.
Good to have you both here. I'm going to start with you, George.
Yes, please.
Oh, you're,
hit me.
You're at the bit. Here we go. Having emceed a few weddings
in your time,
have you ever seen this kind of seating plan worked out before?
No. And I honestly, I think what, this isn't a business. I wonder if these two met at some conference type thing where they had to, you know, form a buzz group and do a group activity and make a house out of spaghetti. I just think it's, as an MC, it would be very difficult to ask everybody. It's hard enough just getting people through the normal things of, you know, now we're doing the cutting of the cake and now we're doing, you know, the bridal waltz with the, you know, those.
You're making it sound like an ordeal.
It is an ordeal. It is an ordeal. And I feel, I want to know why she wants everybody to be pals, because it's pretty hard getting to a wedding usually. You know, you've got to get a gift, get a frock, get a babysitter.
They're staying overnight at this wedding.
I know. So then they've probably had to hire someone overnight to ditch the kids. And then you've got to get up and mingle. And I just think, I feel like it's work. I feel like abandon this idea.
Rick, you're opening batsman for the other side on this. Off you go.
So the point of a wedding is to draw together the community of people who surround you as a couple, to get them kind of on side with the idea that you're in a relationship that's public and belongs to them. So I think getting everyone to know everyone's a great idea. At my own wedding, we made people do like bush dancing. They all had to touch each other. And that was a really great way of getting people to know each other. And I think getting people to move around is good, because if you're stuck with someone
who's a dad,
you can get really bored.
Yeah, but you'll move anyway. I mean, can't you leave it to people's own sneaky devices to ditch the boring person with parsley on their teeth if you need to? Like, it just seems between every course, like maybe once.
Well, I kind of like the idea, I've got to say. Can I just weigh in on this?
God.
Because it's like musical chairs. I would actually amp it up and make it ludicrous. And go,
okay.
And so, okay, we finished entree. Is everyone ready? At the end of the music, you have to sit down wherever you are.
You're just making me feel terribly lazy. I just think, isn't it about the bride and groom coming together and everyone's there for them?
Yes.
And so when I had my one and only wedding, I put people with people they knew and that they would have a good time.
That's a great starting point, don't you think?
But I don't know.
But I'd be like, if I was emceeing, I'd be like, your job here is to get to know everyone here as well as possible so that when these guys need you, you can help.
Sure.
So get on it. This is your job. And get involved also means that you get to meet more people, because the tendency is just to stick to people you know. However, talking about this with friends, nearly all of the women I spoke to went, "I hate it. I've got my bag. Do I get to take the gifts with me? I've got my jacket. I've got a coat.
That's it.
I've got my thing. I've set up camp."
Set up camp. You set up your camp. You've got to, and sometimes you've got a second pair of shoes as well. So
why do you have a second pair of shoes?
Because you wear one nice pair to the wedding and then you want to be able to take off those shoes, put on some reasonably comfortable shoes and maybe
for
get
dancing,
amongst it and have a dance.
Ah.
And that's where people will mingle and have fun. I think, too, I just have an anti-establishment thing. When people tell me I have to move and play with someone else, I sort of feel like a child and I don't
Well,
like
clearly
it.
You're the sister-in-law in this case.
Well, I would go along. I would support whatever the bride wants, the bride gets. That is the rule of all weddings. You just do it.
But that is totally against everything you've just argued.
I know, but you just have to. I mean, I just think from my point of view, you can't move you've got to support the bride and groom regardless. That's just rude not to. But I'm totally in sympathy with the sister-in-law's position.
Go on, Rick, yes.
Well, I'm quite amazed by this sister-in-law. Like, how does she think she even has a voice in this wedding? She's not even the mother-in-law.
Well, she doesn't even have a voice because she's refusing to give an explanation. She's silent but obstinate.
She's like Mahatma Gandhi.
Well, she's let someone know her feelings.
Yes.
So she didn't, you know, she's let everyone know, let her feelings be known, but then refuses to explain. Maybe she thinks it's self-evident that it sounds like hard work and she set up camp and she doesn't want to move her shoes. I don't know. But I think you can't actually then force her to move. So everyone will just have to move around her.
Yeah.
So what should our writer do is I think she has to work. You don't want to work against the grain. Just say, right, well, you stay put and everyone else will have to move around you. And then you'll feel like the person who's being a non-compliant player.
If you just joined us, we're talking here about what happens when the bride and the groom have decided at their wedding that they want everyone to mix by making people get up and move their seating position at the end of every course. And my guests on this are George McEncroe, who's a comedian and broadcaster, and ABC Hobart breakfast presenter Rick Goddard. George, Rick, me, we're all extroverts, at least in front of the microphone.
Yes.
Not everyone going to a wedding feels like that. They're there to support either the bride or the groom, perhaps both, and they have a very special one-on-one bond with those people, and they are socially awkward.
Yes.
Isn't this going to be torture?
Torture. I'd be there thinking, I've just made friends with the person next to me.
Just.
And then, whoop, off you go. You know, sorry that you're halfway through your chicken or your beef, but
maybe you bonded. Maybe there's a romantic chemistry going on.
And then you moved along.
Well, that's perfect, isn't it? That's perfect because that's the narrative of romance. So you've connected, separated. Then you get to meet a second time, separated, third time on the dance floor. You're ready now for your own marriage after three meetings. I mean, that's awesome.
Are you directing rom-coms from Tasmania?
Listen to this. This is good. I need to use my lifestyle coach.
Sure. My rate's there on my website. Talking about second jobs.
So, Rick, seriously, if you're a shy person socially, this could be the worst experience in the world, but you want to be there because you love the couple.
If you're a shy person socially, every wedding's the worst experience in the world. But what if the MC at this wedding says, hey, you know, when you move tables, they might use your brilliant idea of the music. And when the music stops, you sit down. And the first thing you're going to ask the person next to you is question X. So the MC has a role, I think, at this wedding. If you're going to make people do something like this, annoying, the MC's job is to make it work for people. So the MC should be giving them stuff to talk about, some starters to go, don't feel awkward. Or if you do feel awkward, just say, gosh, this is awkward, but tell me what is the highest level of representative sport you ever played.
Gee, that's going to make me feel so great, Rick.
Yeah, no.
Thank you for that. We just had to talk about this.
Have you ever broken a bone? That's always...
And was it yours or someone else's?
Yeah, that's right. That's my opener. But
show me your worst scar.
That. Yeah, I like that. Have you got any ink? You know, show us your tats. I think you can...
Both of your strategies involve people taking their clothes off. That's well, good. I'm so innocent.
Well, if someone asked me my competitive sport thing, I'd very quickly find the toilet and take a bottle of wine with me.
And never see you again.
Never see you for the rest of the wedding.
I'm good at that sport too.
I was thinking too about this whole idea that George was suggesting that particularly more maybe for women than men at weddings where there's so much formal gear to bring with you.
And you've done so much work before the wedding.
Sure.
This is the thing. This is why I think the sister-in-law is
speaking out.
Supply
guests with a trolley.
Oh.
You know?
Cole style.
Well, something like that.
Hello, I'm Alfred, your butler.
That's just being silly. I'm saying just something that you can drag with a handle around to the other side of the table.
It's called your husband. That was rude. No, I don't have one of those, so I wouldn't know. But I think you could take some thing there. I don't know what they want people... I don't know what you think,
because as you said, it's Sandra's day.
Sandra's day.
Well, in fact, sorry, I beg your pardon, it's Sandra's daughter's day.
Yes, and she wants her daughter to have the best day as she and her partner planned it, and I think everyone just has to go with it. And if that means you end up outside playing paintball, then that's the wedding you have.
I'd love that. That'd be really
cool. Just giving you a tip as to how I want my next wedding to go. But I think that's a bit of violence.
So, Rick.
Can we talk second wedding someday? That would be so fun.
That's right, the following
wedding.
What
do you want to do this time you didn't get to do last
last time.
Rick, what suggestion on the sister-in-law's intransigence? Well, I can't even say the word, intransigence on this.
Mm. So, okay, well, sometimes as an MC, your job could be to name what's happening in the room. So you could actually go, well, you know, Miranda there has decided to stay put, and this is an option that you can exercise if you wish, and we will flow around you like a river, but say hi on the way. Or you could, I would, to be honest, politely ignore it, I think. But I feel, George, you're worried that you're not sure what the goal of this is.
I think I know like what they're trying to achieve. I don't think you can force other people to be friends. They're there for you. And then I think stop controlling everybody else's relationships on the day and just be grateful that they've come, be grateful that they've made the effort, and then let them relax and enjoy and find their own friends.
I hope that, Sandra, that you have some advice coming from our conversation here that will be of some benefit on the day itself with the sister-in-law. My fingers are crossed. And maybe you'd like to write back to us and tell us how it all went, because I for one, would be deeply interested to see how that all transpired. George
McEncroe. I'm so invested.
Yeah, so invested. We're all very invested now. George McEncroe, comedian, broadcaster, and ABC Hobart Breakfast presenter Rick Goddard. It's been great to have you both again. Catch you soon.
Thanks.